Why are we so pathetically apathetic? Apathy is a funny thing. Not ha-ha funny, but oh no, we're all doomed funny. It starts small, harmless even. You ignore the unread emails piling up in your inbox because if it's really important, they'll email again. You let your fridge become a graveyard of expired condiments because throwing them out would be admitting defeat. You order another coffee even though your hands are already shaking. Because why stop now? And then, one day, you wake up and realize you've spent the last 3 hours watching strangers cry about their doomed engagements on Love is Blind. The new season's great, by the way. While ignoring that text from your landlord about the rent increase. It's not that you don't care. It's that caring is exhausting. That's how it starts. A slow, creeping indifference toward the small things that don't seem like they matter. Then, one day, you look up and realize this same pattern applies to things that actually affect your life. Your health. Your job. Your democracy. You start treating elections like that unopened letter from the government. Probably important, but meh, I'll deal with it later. Except we never deal with it. And that's why we keep making terrible choices at the ballot box, in our communities, in our day-to-day lives. We're pathetically apathetic. And it's starting to cost us. Elections. Apathy's Super Bowl. As we march towards another Ontario election, we can already predict the voter turnout. Dismal. In the 2022 provincial election, only 43.5% of eligible voters showed up. The worst turnout in Ontario's history. That means nearly 6 out of 10 people just didn't bother. Think about that next time you're out at a restaurant looking around. Count 10 people. 6 of those people just didn't bother. Doug Ford's Progressive Conservatives won a majority government with only 18% of eligible voters actually voting for them. Think about that. The Premier of Ontario was chosen by fewer people than the number who signed a petition to bring back the McPizza. It's not worth it, by the way. And yet, Ford's approval rating had barely wavered despite scandal after scandal. The Greenbelt debacle, a multi-billion-dollar scheme that would have him hand over protected land to a select group of wealthy developers until public outrage at least briefly forced him into an awkward oopsie-daisy reversal. Healthcare privatization? Despite promising not to do it, he's been quietly chipping away at public healthcare, steering Ontarians toward a system where your wait time depends on your credit limit. Education? His government has spent more time fighting teachers than fixing the school system. And yet, somehow, none of this seems to matter. Why? Because apathy has consequences. Ford's scandals should have sunk him. But they didn't. Much like Donald Trump, who was convicted on 34 felony charges and somehow gained support in the polls, Ford seems to exist in a political landscape where accountability is a quaint, old-fashioned idea. Folks, friends, we used to expect that a politician caught lying or breaking the rules would face some consequences, right? Now, we just sort of sigh, shake our heads, and move on. This is what happens when people stop paying attention. The scandals stop mattering because the people who care aren't the ones showing up to vote. The ones who do vote, they either don't believe the scandals are real, don't think they affect them, or just don't care because the other guy would be so much worse. It's a self-perpetuating cycle. The more apathetic we become, the more politicians realize they can get away with anything. The thing is, lazy decisions lead to bad outcomes. This isn't just an Ontario problem, obviously. It's a democracy-wide disaster. See the land of the free for now, south of the border. We're making choices at all levels, municipal, provincial, federal, that are based on convenience rather than competency. Municipal elections, for example, often have laughably low turnout. Why? Because people don't think they matter. Never mind the fact that municipal governments are in charge of things we actually deal with daily. Garbage collection, transit, housing, you know, minor stuff like whether your basement floods every time it rains, But sure, let's all pretend the mayor doesn't affect our lives. Provincially, the stakes are even higher. Healthcare, education, infrastructure, all decided by the people we're too lazy to care about until it's too late. We complain that hospitals are overcrowded and our kids' schools are falling apart, but then we act like voting is an optional exercise like yoga or flossing. You should probably floss. Now let's talk about the really bad choices, the one we make because we assume someone else will step up and stop us from making them. There's an old saying that people get the government they deserve. If that's true, then Ontario must have done something truly terrible in a past life, because we have had a history of electing leaders who range from aggressively mediocre and downright catastrophic. And why? Because when we don't care enough to participate, the worst options often win by default. So, what is the cure for apathy? So how do we fix this? How do we shake off our collective laziness and start making better decisions? Let me tell you. One, engage. Not just in politics, but in everything that affects your life. Stop passively watching things happen to you. Read your lease before you sign it. Ask your doctor actual questions instead of just nodding and hoping for the best. Look into your workplace policies before you need them. If someone's making decisions that affect you, whether it's your boss, your landlord, or your local government, pay attention. Two, vote, obviously. But don't just vote. Vote informed. Read up on the candidates. Learn about what they actually stand for instead of just who had the best social media campaign. And if they're not doing their job, vote them out. Three, speak up. We treat politics like a one-time transaction when it's actually a subscription service. You don't just vote and then sit back for 4 years or 5 years hoping for the best. If a politician is screwing up, let them know. Write to them. Call their office. Show up at meetings. Annoy them. It's literally their job. Four. Stop letting cynicism be an excuse. Yes, the system is flawed. Yes, politicians can be terrible, but opting out doesn't fix that. It just means the worst people keep winning by default. If you wouldn't let your least competent coworker make all the decisions at work, why would you let the least engaged voters decide who runs the province? Five, care about the little things. We tell ourselves that small choices don't matter, but they add up. What we normalize, what we collectively decide is just the way things are, shapes everything. Demand better in the small things, and it becomes easier to demand better in the big things. We are pathetically apathetic, and it's costing us. Every time we decide politics is boring, frustrating, or pointless, we hand power to the people who thrive on our disinterest. Every time we choose convenience over competence, we get leaders who are great at slogans, but kind of terrible at governing. But it doesn't have to be this way. We have more power than we think. We just have to be willing to use it. So, Ontario, and everywhere else on the planet, as we approach yet another election, let's try something radical. Let's care. Let's pay attention. Let's vote like our future depends on it. Because, spoiler alert, it does.
Brittle Star's really great podcast audio version is produced by Owen Reynolds. Find more really great episodes at brittlestar.com.